Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CP Show, where it's about having conversation on a variety of subjects. So sit back and relax, chat, or feel free to call in. So let's share some knowledge and wisdom. Enjoy the journey. Welcome to the CP Show. I am your host, CP. Today's topic is very simple and very direct to the heart type of conversation. And today's conversation, I do hope that you will find interesting. Today's topic is called Miracle of Love in Relationships. Where has a lot of it gone? Miracle of Love in Relationships. Where has a lot of it gone? See, there are all types of love relating to relationships. On today's show, we're just going to talk about just only about two types of relationships into the love part of it. The first part that I want to discuss is called the love of a significant other, marriage, or a serious love relationship. And the second part I want to talk about is the love of a true friend. It seems that being within the 21st century, there are all types of things that are going on in parts of society that is taken away from this thing called love. I mean, it's nothing better or other different things perhaps, but we're talking about in a very simple and basic to the heart type of conversation. I mean, to have love is very fascinating. To have someone that actually loves the person unconditionally, unconditional type love, what they call agape. But we're not talking about that type of love right now. The love, you can have, I guess you can have an agape type love in a type of societal-based relationship. Because agape love is more toward the spiritual type love, which is another whole new love in itself, which you can have parts of an agape type love. Or should I say, not necessarily parts, you can have a type of agape-based love when you go to the next level of loving a person. When it's less than more of an external-based situation and more of the internal-based love, which those two things we're going to talk about relating to the two types of love in relationships that I'm going over. But going back to the first one, the love of a significant other, marriage or a serious love relationship, and the other, the love of a true friend. But before I continue, let me just read you something from a powerful spiritual text, an ancient spiritual text that is over 2,500-something years ago. In one of the chapters, it says, "Heaven is long enduring and earth continues long. The reason why heaven and earth are able to endure and continue thus long is because they do not live of or for themselves." This is how they are able to continue and endure. Let me repeat this again in sections. Heaven is long enduring and earth continues long. The reason why heaven and earth are able to endure and continue thus long is because they do not live of or for themselves. This is how they are able to continue and endure. That almost sounds like a type of relationship between the power for heaven, the power for earth. It's not about, again, religional type situations. We're not talking about that. We're going toward more of a philosophical type thought pattern related to relationships. And relating to the first part of the miracle of love is the significant other or serious love relationship. What has happened to our relationships these days is something of a mystery, and then at the same time, it's not a mystery. There were so many different types of external-based societal situations that have removed the love from many types of relationships, especially within the serious and significant-based relationships. So many people now are going toward, what can this person do for me truly? Oh, they don't have enough money. Oh, they don't have a certain type of education. Oh, they don't have a certain type of degree. They don't have a certain type of car. Oh, they don't like doing traveling. Oh, they don't like doing this and doing that, and et cetera, et cetera. You notice that those things are mostly are all external. What type of degree this person has? External. What type of car? External. How much traveling this person wants to do? External. What type of house? External. Do they have a certain type of business situations? External. Nothing dealing with internal. Nothing dealing with the spiritual part of love in a significant based relationship. See, I know there's got to be some people that are just like in relationships that are just so tired. So tired of not feeling the love in a significant based relationships. And there's a time and place to stay within a relationship, and sometimes there's a time to remove yourself from a relationship. See, sometimes you have to ask yourself, is it better to be in a significant-based relationship and not be at peace? Let me say this again. Is it better to be in a relationship for with a significant person or significant love relationship, not be at peace? So that's a significant love relationship. Now I'm talking about more an external base, because when you're in that type of significant-based relationship, the love relationship, marriage or et cetera, it's not only just an external thing, it is more an internal. You must have an internal-based love relationship with the person that you are in a significant relationship with. It must be foundationally internal. So many people are just continuously breaking up with each other and going about their business, and that proverbial, the grass is green on the other side, and sometimes people just continuously find out that the grass is not green. Now, we're not talking about just a continuous-based, unhappy relationship where sometimes you have to remove yourself. We're talking about where you're in a significant-based relationship, and it's like, well, this person does not communicate with me the way I want. But I said, I want, instead of the way that we should communicate. We should. See, in a relationship, it's about the we context. And some people will say, well, this person, does he or she does not communicate with me the way I want. Again, that's I. We're not talking about I. We're talking a we. You cannot sit there and just go at a person in a relationship and tell them they need to do this, they need to do that, they need to do this, because those defenses start coming up. And you'll never be. It is very difficult to remove the various defenses within a person if you continue to keep just telling that person what they need to do, what they need to do, what they need to do. Because first we have to make sure we look within ourselves to see if there's anything that we can change before we expect the other person to have some changes. If, say, example, one person in a type of marriage or supposed to be a serious love relationship, say, each and every day they're telling the person each and every day that they need to do more situations within the house, or they need to take care of other different things. They need to go to the grocery store more. They need to go out there and take care of stuff within the lawn. They need to go out there and take care of stuff. They just need to keep doing all kind of things. They don't have enough initiative. Oh, they're always sitting around a lot more. Oh, they don't want to do anything the way you want. It doesn't work like that. That only continues to make the other person just, what's the word for it? they can that would make a person just kind of stay offish, basically, and not show you the true love that they can give you. Now, again, remember I said that there's a time, that sometimes you have to remove yourself from a loveless relationship if it comes down to it. But you have to make sure that you do as all that you could. You have to make sure that you've done all you can. Make sure that you are in the correct balance within a relationship before you even continue to think about telling another person what they need to do. Too many relationships are about one-sided, me type situations, and never about what we can do. Relationships never has, never will be about only one person being the strongest person relationship. It is a dynamic, it is a dual-based relationship about love. So the second thing I want to talk about, the love of a true friend. And part of today's society as well, that it's becoming more difficult to find that true friend who's going to definitely be there through those tough times and good times and sure laughs and sure jokes and sure sad times and sure triumph times and different things like that. It seems the only thing I do is look around the various types of areas within a TV situation or radio, depending on how you want to determine that, and you will see people 1 minute are with other people. The next thing you know, you hear something within the television or something going on, and all of a sudden the other person leaves. And on top of the game, all of a sudden they lose different things, and most people start to disappear. That's what it seems to happen a lot of different times. Some people will tell you that. I say to you that in order to have a true friend, you must have, or my suggestion is to make sure that that true friend has, just like in a type of significant based relationship, that you've got to feel that this person is going to be there for you through those thick times and those good times. What's the purpose of having a true friend in your relationship if you do not even feel that this person will be there for you when the time is needed, if it's needed? The point is that regardless, to sit there and just base a relationship, say a friend relationship, only on the good times is not logical. Each and every day, unfortunately, things go on within people each and every day, and friendships are supposedly wind-based relationships, and all of a sudden things happen, somebody gets sick, relationship, you know, they have to go out of town, and they just lose contact and disappear. Relationships are not necessarily always easy. It does take a little bit of work. At the same time, allow yourself love. Sometimes people cannot present love when they truly do not have the love within themselves. I say to you in closing, since this is mostly a really short show, I want you to understand, please, coming from within my heart, relationships are not the easiest thing in the world, but at the same time, they should not be the most difficult thing in the world. There's nothing like having a person in a significant based relationship that actually loves you for you. When is it going to, the numbers are going to reduce themselves as far as people breaking up over external based things? There's a time and place for that. I say to you that before you think about breaking up, make sure that you have done all that you could have done to save the relationship. Because of what it seems like in the upcoming future, it seems like relationships may not be as easy as even before. So I say to you, enjoy your lives. We only have truly one life to live on this society. Enjoy it. If you come across someone that loves you for you, please, by all means, treat that love as special. Thanks again for tuning in to another show of the CP Show. I'm your host, CP.